Students gather in the Commons area inside Florida Polytechnic's iconic Innovation, Science, and Technology building, designed by architect Santiago Calatrava. Some are playing chess, others are playing video games or scribbling math equations on a whiteboard. It's a lot busier this year. 500 new students enrolled for the school's second year in operation, doubling the student population. 22 faculty members were added, bringing that total to 36. That increase is also driving new construction, says Dr. Steve Warner, Director of Student Affairs. The students need somewhere to play.
These students, when they came in last year, they were playing soccer and rugby 10:30, 11 o'clock at night on one of our open fields out here underneath just the parking lot lights. So we knew there was a need for this, so we really made it our priority over the last year to get this facility built.
They're building a full-size soccer field that can also be used for lacrosse, flag football, and another sport that's not as common.
We can do Quidditch. It's a Harry Potter game. So really geared towards our students.
Florida Polytechnic is not yet accredited, making the offer of substantial scholarships a key part of its recruiting strategy. The inaugural class last year all received full tuition scholarships. This year, Warner says everyone got some sort of financial aid, with tuition, room, and board covered for the highest achievers.
We really are looking for that top level student to come into Florida Poly, which those are the students we're really trying to attract with the full scholarship.
Warner called accreditation the number one priority for the university. He said the application had been submitted last December, but the accrediting agency will wait to make another move until after the first students have graduated next spring. I'm Robin Sussingham in Tampa.